Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Aktar minn 2 miljun persuna fl-Awstralja issa ħadu t-tilqima tal-COVID bħala parti mit-tilqim nazzjonali. Imma il-programm ta' tilqim għadu lura minn kif kien ippjanat b'ħafna nies meqjusa bħala vulnerabbli għadhom ma ħadux it-tilqima tagħhom. U qed iżżid il-pressjoni fuq il-Gvern Federali biex jgħin lil 9,000 persuna Awstraljana li inqabdu fl-Indja. It-titjiriet mill-Indja issa huma sospiżi sa tal-anqas il-15 ta' Mejju. Il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison jgħid li jittama li it-titjiriet ta' repatriazzjoni mill-Indja jibdew 15 ġimgħat oħra.
We'll be returning those flights. We'll be restarting those flights in several weeks time, we hope, and that means that the facility here will be ready to take those returning Australians, and we'll be continuing to move as many Australians from all around the world back to Australia as safely as we possibly can. We have now clipped over 500,000 Australians, 500,000 who have returned to Australia during the course of COVID. We've been facilitating those flights. We have been directly running charters to get Australians home, and that is the number of Australians that have come back during the course of COVID.
L-Indija qed tiffaċċja katastrofi umanitarja kaġun tal-COVID waqt li numru ta' każi fdil-aħħar ġimgħa huma rrappurtati li jlaħqu ma' 3,000 kuljum. L-uffiċjal ewlieni tas-saħħa fil-Viktoria, il-professur Brett Sutton, jemmen li n-numru ta' infezzjonijiet u imwiet kuljum huma ħafna aktar għolja min-numru uffiċjali. Madwar 9,000 Awstraljani inqabdu fl-Indija. U l-mexxej tal-Oppożizzjoni Anthony Albanese jgħid li l-isforzi tal-Gvern biex dawn in-nies ikunu jistgħu jerġgħu lura l-Awstralja mhumiex tajbin biżejjed.
I feel greatly for those people who are stranded in India as Australian citizens and also for their families back here as well, many of whom are distressed. It's more than 6 months since I held a press conference in a backyard in Wentworthville in Sydney with a man who couldn't get his wife home at that time. And the fact is that the federal government's response in terms of its obligation to Australian citizens has not been good enough.
Intant fl-Awstralja 2 miljun persuna issa irċivew tal-anqas l-ewwel tilqima kontra il-coronavirus. Il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison jgħid li t-tilqim għadu ikkonċentrat għal dawk li għandhom bżonn it-tilqima l-aktar.
The vaccination program continues to roll out, focusing on those most vulnerable Australians and those in the front lines of our health workforce. And we will soon move on the 3rd of May to the bring forward of the over 50s vaccinations with AstraZeneca through the GP respiratory clinics and the state and territory related facilities. And 2 weeks after that, we will move to over 50s, I should say, more broadly for the GP rollout all around the country.
Fi New South Wales se jiftaħ post ċentrali għat-tilqim tal-massa fl-10 ta' Mejju f'Sydney Olympic Park li għall-ewwel ser ilaqam lil dawk li huma eligibbli skont l-ewwel fażi bħal ħaddiema tal-kura tas-saħħa u dawk li jaħdmu fil-kwarantina. Dawk li għandhom fuq il-50 sena mhumiex permessi li jużaw il-faċilità sa l-24 ta' Mejju. Il-Premier ta' New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, jintejt li dawk li għandhom fuq il-50 sena għandhom minflok jieħdu it-tilqima għand it-tabib tagħhom mis-17 ta' Mejju. Hija tgħid li l-Gvern Federali talab għal lajnuna biex ikunu imlaqma dawk li jaħdmu fil-kura tal-anzjani.
The federal government has also asked us to assist in vaccinating aged care workers, a category we weren't previously vaccinating, and also supporting them with some disability workers as well. And New South Wales has of course said yes. So it does increase our load in the categories of people that we're vaccinating, but we're pleased to do that because these are the most vulnerable. They're also the workers who, if unfortunately they did get the disease, passing it on would be tragic for all involved.
fl-Awstralja hawn madwar 2500 residenza tal-kura għall-anzjani u l-aħħar figuri juru li 910 minn dawn ir-residenzi għandhom dawk li jgħixu fihom li ħadu it-tilqima. Imma il-kap eżekuttiv ta' Servizzi Komunitarji fl-Awstralja, Patricia Sparrow, tgħid li t-tilqim fil-kura tal-anzjani qed isir bil-mod ħafna.
I think it's taken longer than anybody thinks is desirable, and we're sort of way past 6 weeks. I guess we're focused now on making sure that that the remaining residents are vaccinated as quickly as possible. They're vulnerable and they need to be vaccinated.
Dawk li jgħodu f'kura residenzjali minħabba id-disabilità tagħhom huma wkoll parti mill-grupp tat-tilqim ta' priorità. Tal-anqas 1640 residenti kienu imlaqma. Il-Kommodor Eric Young huwa il-koordinatur tat-tilqim fl-Awstralja u jgħid li il-programm tat-tilqim għaddej ġmielu.
For disability residential facilities, we've now conducted 97 first dose visits and 17 second dose visits. And we have another 17 visits program for this week.
Intant, Bill Shorten li huwa il-kellim laburista għall-iskema tal-insurance ta' disabilità nazzjonali meta tkellem fin-National Press Club f'Kembra għal li sissa dawk b'disabilità messhom tlaqmu kollha għaliex il-virus tal-COVID għadu magħna u li il-gvern naqas li jimxi mal-weda tat-tilqim tiegħu.
COVID hasn't ended, friends. That's why people with disability in houses should be vaccinated. That's why their workers should be vaccinated, because they're not out of COVID yet. It's scary. And so that's why I think this government should be vaccinating people with disability in group homes, as they promised to do. I mean, by the way, what's the current exchange rate for a Scott Morrison promise in this country? It's got to be depreciating. Like, he promised. Like, this guy is so good that even when he promises, we don't believe him, he doesn't believe it, so he doesn't get held accountable to it. He promised to do 4 million vaccinations by the end of March. Waiting, waiting, waiting.
Għal miżuri ta' saħħa u support dwar il-COVID bil-lingwa tiegħek, żur sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Segwi l-SBS bil-Malti fuq Facebook, għamel like, ixxerja, ikkummenta.